This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Obama administration today announced tighter rules for airlines to follow as they check passengers' names against the no-fly list. If airlines are informed of a new addition to the list, they now have 2 hours to recheck their passenger manifest. Previously, they had 24 hours, long enough for the accused Times Square bomber to board a flight Monday night at JFK Airport. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Several hours before Faisal Shahzad was allowed to board Emirates Flight 202, his name had been added to the government's no-fly list. It was what an administration official labeled an expedited no-fly name. But despite the urgent nature of the added name, Emirates apparently never rechecked the list, and they didn't have to. It was during that window that Shahzad was able to buy a ticket and walk down the jetway onto the Dubai-bound flight. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says now airlines will have to act more quickly to recheck the no-fly list.
The new rules require that happen at a two-hour interval. If airlines are notified that somebody's been added as a risk to the no-fly list.
Shahzad was pulled from the flight before it left the gate by Customs and Border Protection agents. Gibbs said despite the delay in removing Shahzad, the system worked.
You build in redundancy to a security system to ensure that you don't have to have a silver bullet strategy. So the system is set up so that a series of checks are provided that prevented this person from flying.
Airline security consultant Douglas Laird says those checks aren't enough. He says the Transportation Security Administration officers who check your ID and boarding pass should also be looking at the no-fly list.
Right now they don't know. They have no idea who you are. You show them your boarding pass, but they have no way of knowing that that boarding pass is genuine. You could print those out at home.
The Obama administration says it is taking over the job of checking no-fly lists under the TSA's Secure Flight program. The new system, which operates electronically behind the scenes, has already been phased in for domestic flights and will be in place for all international flights by the end of the year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.